nice, isn't it?
So we're out of our seasonal sadness.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's bad. You've got a bad spread in this country because, as I've said before, where Dad lives, it's sunsets at 6 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
Which is probably what you'd rather have.
Yes. Consistency.
But it does mean that because it sometimes sets at like 3:45 here, it does mean you have like 9 p.m.
I'd prefer not to have the sadness.
Yeah, definitely. Overall, it's what.
It's for the farmers.
But then you have the people in Svalbard, where they'll have seemingly 2 days.
Yeah.
One day that takes about 5 months, yeah. And the other one was just one giant day and one giant night, seemingly.
Well, that's where the new True Detective season is set.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
in the endless night.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's not more stuff set there, because I just feel like people aren't
disorientated.
People are not freaking out enough that it's nighttime
like
for 3 months.
Yeah, in Alaska, whatever it is. But
that's fucking crazy.
We do it for the farmers, right?
We do what for the farmers?
Daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Because Trump's whole thing was to get rid of daylight savings time.
Yeah, which if I was a politician, I'd use that. That's quite an easy kicking ball to build up a populist movement.
I remember that when I first heard it, I was like, you know, that's an insane thing to run on.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, no, the farmers need it. If I'm being honest, fuck the farmers.
We need to pay more respect to farmers in general.
But
I think they're very undervalued in society. But I think daylight savings...
But is it worth us feeling so sad for them? Do we need to feel sad for the farmers? There needs to be a cost-benefit
analysis. They're not the ones making the day shorter. That's not them.
Yeah, but they're campaigning for it. They need the day shorter, don't they? They need to get up and toil in the fields. Whereas, you know, us city
What's
folk,
making you sad? The fact that you lose an hour technically?
I'm not sad because the farmers are happy.
No.
That's not what's going on. I'm sad because it's dark outside too early and I need sunlight to be happy.
I don't know how that's to do with the farmers.
Daylight savings is because of the farmers, I think.
The restructuring the time is because of the farmers.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, if we don't put the clocks back.
Because it means that you can wake up earlier. Yeah.
If we don't move the clocks, that's all daylight savings time is.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to get darker earlier in the winter.
That's not the farmers doing that. Zeus.
No. But in winter, we put the clocks back.
The clogs go back in.
In the wardrobe. You've had your fun of them in the summer. Now it's time for a closed toe.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that we need to really just have I just wish we had another look at some things more.
Yeah.
Like Premier League, the fact that 3 p.m. games you can't show. Let's have another look at that. That policy came in the 50s.
So we've started this with fuck the farmers and fuck your local clubs. Yeah.
Well, is it fuck your local clubs? Everyone else, Germany has a great football pyramid. You can watch every game and it's cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah,
I just like to have a conversation about it. Why the fuck are you not allowed to watch all the games all the time?
It is because
you can watch more games.
For people that don't know, I believe it's because it's so they don't show all the top flight games at three. If they don't show the ones at 3 p.m., it's going to encourage more people to go out and support. You know, Lewis FC, go to the Dripping Pan.
Yeah.
Whereas in reality, the thing that's changed a bit maybe is that the quality between what's going to the Dripping Pan and watching Lewis might not be the same as the Premier League.
But also all the top six clashes, the ones that would really draw, they're already being shown. So it's like, are people staying in for Palace versus Fulham even if they don't support either of them?
No.
Just because they...
It's true. It doesn't really make any sense.
No, not at all. And it's crazy that like the hardest place to watch a live football game on TV...
Is
England to watch an English game.
Maybe it's time to restructure time.
I think we just want to need a little chat about some things.
Yeah.
Let's legalise the ganja.
Legalise the puff.
that's my first one.
Yeah.
I think you just need these easy... If I was running as a politician, I'd just try and get those easy wins.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, legalise weed.
Yeah.
The other one.
Daylight savings. Get football games back on.
Restructure the entire organisation of charity donations.
Yeah. Price cap
easy
meal,
wins.
Price cap meal deals.
Yeah. To be honest, I've spoken a lot about meal deals, mostly in our live radio days.
Yeah, but I think now you're probably...
They taste bad now.
Yeah.
There's a chemical
they're
in them.
They're not for you.
They're not for me anymore. Yeah. Once occasionally you have like a toasted baguette for lunch, are you ready to go back to the chicken?
Yeah, a meal deal... Yeah,
from an off license. There is honestly.
Well, there's a meal deal from the off license, or did you assemble a meal deal
golf,
yourself?
Playing golf, left my wrap at home, disaster. The day started off horribly. Yeah. And then had to get, the only option was an off license near. You got a chicken and bacon sandwich type thing. It was one of those sandwiches.
A lot of mayonnaise, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it was one of those sandwich mixes. Mm-hmm. So it's not you don't get your chicken and your bacon. It's more like, you know, when you get like a coffee flavored drink, it's not coffee.
No.
It was like a chicken and bacon sandwich, but it wasn't a sandwich.
Yeah.
There is, I've had a sandwich for an off license every now and again.
Yeah.
I do not believe they're edible.
No.
I actually think it's the most, I think that they've somehow, there's some rule, that's another thing I need to change, is banning.
There's a rule that they can't have edible sandwiches at off license.
Yeah.
If you're not one of the, if you're not Tesco's Co-op or something like that, you're just not allowed sandwiches.
You're not allowed
sandwiches.
To sell edible sandwiches. Yeah. they taste like they've literally been pesticides directly into them. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. But I got a haircut.
Yeah.
And something has happened to me now.
Was this fancy haircut again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to go.
Who was in the salon? Was it looking like media people, kind of like...
Well, it was young professionals. Mm-hmm. It was mostly young. There isn't many in the salon. There was a lady. There's always one lady who looks really sad getting their hair coloured because they've got to be there for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
And there's no... I guess... Because we're guys, you tend to talk for all of the haircut, I guess. It depends on the person and whatever. When you're in the chair for 6 hours, what are you doing there?
Reading a magazine,
going on your phone, enjoying a glass of champagne.
Well, people used to do that all the time. That was just like, and that's when like old ladies used to...
Perms.
They'd socialize. They'd all get it together.
Well,
my granny used to do that.
Really?
With her gal pals, they'd all get their hair done. So they'd be sat in the thing for like 4 hours.
So there seems to...
Which is quite a nice time to have a natter.
I think it sounds great. And I think hairdressing...
Well, all of us in one
big,
of those...
with all those like machines that don't seem to exist anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the only people that seem to be allowed to have hairdressing culture is old people and black people.
Yeah.
Old women and black people. Old women and black men.
Yeah.
That seems to be the case.
Yeah.
But no.
So you want like a black person hair
I don't think I'd be welcome
culture.
There.
No, but you want that sort of culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I like, because there are people, well, again, all of my knowledge is coming from films.
Yeah.
But there seem to be people that hang out in a black hairdresser's just for a Saturday.
Just to see your boys.
You're doing that. Yeah, you're chatting with your mates. Why not?
Yeah.
A lot of the sports documentaries I watch, like the NFL, they're always in a barber's.
I guess because they have to keep that trim.
Yeah.
That faded. I guess.
Absolutely.
I think culturally, if we are going to try and appropriate that from black culture, I think we'd have to be maintaining.
We'll walk in with
like...
you wearing that hat saying I'm a frog expert. Can we get a haircut, please? Oh, can we stay here for the day?
But then I think we'd all have to get haircuts that are you'd have to maintain
race appropriate.
Well, no,
or race inappropriate.
No, it'd be inappropriate, but it'd be more
like a high top.
Well, you just need like Drake's hairline.
Yeah,
where it's like it.
You can get one of... You get Drake's hairline with like a star in it.
Yeah.
And I'll get a high top fade. Yeah.
Which is like, after a week, it's gone to shit. So you have to get back to the hairdresser.
It would be impossible.
That's why they do it. That's why they're there the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
No, so this is a bit more of a fancy place. I've made an effort with my man Lorenzo.
Yeah.
But, so a different lady washed my hair. And this happened at my old haircut place, salon, as it's also known.
Yeah.
Where I was like halfway through the haircut, but this happened whilst this different lady was washing my hair. And then when Lorenzo was cutting my hair, they kind of stopped and were like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Or they were like, the one lady was like, she said, are you uncomfortable? And I was like, you never look comfortable with your hair. You're like, look, I'm great. But it happened previously. It was like, they kind of stopped. Like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I don't, what's going on with that? Why does people keep asking? I have a bit of a sad rest face.
Do you think you had like an embarrassed resting
What's
face?
What's that? Is this a sad rest face? I'm laughing a bit.
No, but I don't think... I bet it wasn't that. I bet you
looked... Well, that's what it was.
Yeah, it looks a bit embarrassed. I think you look a tiny bit embarrassed.
Wait.
I think your cheeks probably went red.
Well, when they said it, fuck.
Yeah.
But... I look all right.
But I don't know if you were doing that. I don't know what information.
I wasn't going. I'm not steaming with tears.
I've admittedly got an insane resting face.
What do yours?
Well, my rest face is like this.
Well, I often frown a bit sometimes when I think. Yeah.
And it puts people off, and people get like, can we get uncomfortable and upset? And people often ask me if I'm doing all right, but it is just my resting face is like furious.
That's my thinking face.
And it's like I'm absolutely fucking... I'm just hating everyone and the environment around. And I'm just thinking... Or there's white noise going on in my head.
I guess yours is you look a bit upset with them. Whereas I look upset in myself. I look like I'm going through something.
Yeah.
Some sort of crisis.
But if I'm busy... or I've got stuff on my mind, I do find it hard to have a big smiley face when I'm getting a haircut.
Like, of course.
I feel the only way I can enjoy my haircut. Remembering, have you seen the About a Boy film with Hugh Grant in it?
No.
Well, the whole thing's about a man live on his own and enjoy himself? And he's like a rich guy. He's like a rich guy. No man's an island is the kind of philosophical premise he's trying to go against.
Right. Yeah.
And he would enjoy his haircuts. He enjoys his haircuts.
It's his only point of social contact.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, that's the point.
That's the point. That's the point of the story.
Right. Yeah, I've just thought that and feel the need to write a screenplay.
Yeah, that's the end of the story.
Oh, right, yeah. Haircuts are good because some men are lonely.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I can't maintain that sort of jovial response in there because I feel I'm using that time to worry about stuff.
Yeah, I'm using it to get all my tears out. I don't understand. Yeah, it depends on the person.
Look, retirement-wise, I'd enjoy it maybe. If you've got nothing to do, then it's great. But if you were like, if it's getting in the way of your shit,
yeah,
then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think the key to this is because Lorenzo and I have a good chat.
Yeah.
But there are people, and I think you develop that skill when you're a hairdresser, is that you don't feel bad about talking about yourself. I think there's kind of an Englishness where you feel a bit bad about talking too much about you or like going into like I because you end up finding stuff that I'm not even fucking interested in this. Yeah. Like, this is my life.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've like,
and it's like, why am I, if I'm telling you this is going to kind of go nowhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
You don't care about it. Whereas there were a few things that we had from last time I knew about him. So you just got to ask, kind of feed the fire a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I think that's kind of why he said, are you all right? Because I stopped asking questions and I was like, I've run out. He's Italian. He'd recently been home and he's recently moved house. I burnt those in the first 10 minutes.
Okay, that's out.
Then now where are we going from there? We spoke about tennis again. He's a tennis player. And then we stopped talking about tennis and he asked if I was okay.
Does he like cooking de pasta?
He like de pasta pasta. His brother's a chef in Italy.
Does he do Italian food?
No.
He's a sushi chef.
Greek.
Really?
No, I didn't ask about the actual food he does.
So he does cook a de pasta?
His brother cooked a de pasta. I'm sure Lorenzo cooked a pasta.
No, but he cut the hair.
I'm on the way. Me, I cooked a de pasta, my brother cut the hair. Hey. Yeah, but I don't know. I find haircuts fascinating in general.
Yeah.
They're weird.
Yeah.
They will never be normal to me.
No.
No matter how many haircuts I get. It's always a chore. I hate going there.
Yeah.
I hate sitting there for ages. This one's better. It graduates from worse to better because this one, I like the guy a bit.
Mm.
But sitting there with someone just like snipping away at your head and then you just have small talk.
What is the history of haircuts, do you think?
When was the first haircut?
Yeah. Well, they must have cut hair, but you'd either do it yourself or... Because you can't just...
With a bowl cut, isn't it? It used to be your grandma who did it with a bowl.
But I'm talking way back when.
Right, when bowls didn't even exist.
Before the invention of the bowl.
Bowls, pre-bowl.
People were cutting hairs before bowls were invented. Yeah. Well, which was a bowl revolutionized. It was probably invented for haircuts. And then they said, we can eat out of this as well, you know.
No, it's our head and our food. We do need a producer for this podcast because I think our conversations are getting more and more philosophical. So the amount of Googling that's going up.
There's more and more reference per minute.
First haircut. First ever haircut. Obviously, there's a first cut.
Well,
salon
you can't. Apart from, I guess, cavemen. The cliche is that you imagine their hair just grew. They just didn't cut their hair at all, and that's why they have the ooga wooga.
Ooga wooga booga look.
That kind of look. That matted hair. But as soon as civilization, as soon as we sort of harness the power of rivers. I do wonder if
it always comes back to those damn rivers.
I wonder in ancient Mesopotamia that I think you'd have to... I don't know if you could maintain an ooga wooga hairstyle.
No, I don't think so.
And I guess people were always chopping their beards. And then if you look at like ancient statues from like the Assyrians, they've got like beaded...
beads make
beard,
sense.
Their beard. So,
but no, but with a beard, you can basically just go like that, can't you? I'm sorry for all the people who've got beards out there.
Yeah,
but
I can imagine.
It's not as detailed as a haircut. I thought I had got it up. Archaeologists have found hair combs dating back to the Stone Age. Well, that's a comb.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're never going to know the answer.
We never will.
We can't find it from Reddit.
I just don't know what the culture was. I wonder if it's... I guess it probably was a lady in your family did it.
Yeah.
There was everyone had a lady in your family who cut your hair, I imagine.
Yeah. Wasn't always the mum?
And also, before they mentioned the scissor, do you think it was more using...
have we not brought that up yet?
Do you think it was more using an axe?
Yeah. Well, have you seen these fucking TikTok hair...
Where they do it on a plank.
They do it with a sword.
They do it and they cut it on a plank and then it looks terrible.
And then it looks awful. But I don't understand. Do they then... What's the gag?
I guess it's sort of like salt bearifying... hairdressing, it's sort of like
having doing it badly, but it looks good. Do they then layer it and texturize it? We bloody hope so.
Jack Grealish's favorite restaurant is the Salt Bae's restaurant, which is amazing. That's what he spends his town time going to. He loves it.
Of course, it fucking is. And I really respect him for that. It kind of makes me like him a lot more. So we went to go and see Paddy and Dan Tiernan's comedy stand up taping last week. We went along with others, went with my stepbrother, Ollie, and we went into the bathroom and we were talking about something which I can't remember what it was, but we were both at the urinal holding our penises to have a wee.
Okay.
It kind of becomes important later. It's not a long story either. So it's actually going to become important now. We were having a wee and then we were talking about this film or something, and Ollie was saying how it wasn't the most feminist film he'd ever seen or something. It was a bit misogynistic, perhaps, something along those lines. And I said, yeah, I doubt it would pass the Bechdel test.
You've done this on the pod.
No, I haven't.
You've said the Bechdel test.
Have I? Yeah Bechdel many test. Times. I heard the Bechdel test, and I went and Ollie went, what? I went, the Bechdel test. And they went, oh, never heard of it. I went, well, it's this thing, this is feminist film.
You started lambasting. Are you holding your cocks?
Still holding my penises. Penis. Two men holding their penis. Talking about the Bechdel test in a male urinal. And Ollie goes, what's that? And I go, it's this theory of two women have got to have a conversation about, not about men, for like three times or something. That's what the Bechdel test. And there was a man washing his hands.
Did you say three women?
Three separate conversations.
Okay, you didn't say three women. It's just two women.
Three, four women.
Three women would just feel weird.
Yeah, why three? What relevance does that have? And then a man was drying his hands and that was going throughout, and you just heard him like take his hands away, stop, and just go, it's the Bechdel test.
Bechdel.
I don't even remember. Bechdel test. And I was just still holding my penis. It's like, Bechdel's a sauce, isn't it? That's a sauce that goes in lasagna. And it was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm going to stop talking about this feminist film theory for a bit. So... Yeah, it was tough, especially when I'm feeling...
We've had that exact conversation. I told you, I think we've done it on the pod. You forgot, because the Bechdel test always makes you laugh, because Bechdel sauce is the one that goes in lasagna.
It's chicken, it's creamy enough, isn't it? That's the Bechdel test.
That's Bechdel sauce.
Bechdel sauce. Bechdel sauce. It was, yeah, it's, I know it was a very strange one, because holding my penis, holding my penis while explaining to another man in a urinal and having a wee, being like, this is what, you know, talking about a feminist thing.
Call your mate out.
And it's immediately like, hey, no, I'm a good man. So when I was holding my penis, talking about the test, explaining it, I was like, no, this is what a feminist looks like. And then as soon as I realised
that
he was
in the girl's bathroom.
I was in the girl's bathroom.
And he was waiting for them to come out.
Making everyone feel uncomfortable. I wasn't weeing, I was just holding my cock in the girl's toilets. Trying to explain the Bechdel test for the women in there.
Wearing his t-shirt that says, this is what a feminist looks like.
So have you guys heard of the Bechdel test?
I'm wearing his, this is what a feminist looks like, jumpsuit, but with the cock thing cut out. Just
flop it out. So I went from being like, oh, you know, this is what a feminist looks like. And holding my penis with an element of pride, female pride. Or like, you know, I'm an evolved man.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I realised I was calling it the lasagna sauce, it then immediately flips into the other direction. Like, I've never gone from feeling smug about knowing a theory to being the most ridiculous I've ever felt in my life. In a public toilet explaining the Bechdel test. Yeah. It goes into this thing of my the amount of words I get wrong.
It's just the Bechdel is such a silly.
It's such a silly word. it's one of the funniest words.
Because what it's actually used Bechdel. For is a sauce that's seemingly only for lasagna.
Exactly. That's who else really? Yeah. When else do you really use Bechdel sauce?
I don't know.
French would say something else. But so what is it? The
Bechdel test.
Not Bech.
No. It's a conversation that's not about. Men.
Well, I do know what it is.
Between two women. Yeah.
The problem is, I know what it is. I've just always got the Bechdel. I'll forget that almost instantly.
I tell you, this podcast has never passed the Bechdel test once.
No.
The Bechdel test is never.
It is hard to. We would have to not be on it. We'd have to not be on it for a week, which then I'm not sure it would be our podcast. But yeah.
It'd be Bechdel's.
The Bechdel's. The Bechdel episode. Bechdel special. Like a lasagna itself. It's layered to perfection.
Yeah. Or maybe we should have like a 10-minute segment where we get two women to talk to each other for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we go, see?
See?
This is why we
don't
let them talk.
That's not what you want, is it? We tried. Look, this is what happens. Yeah. But that's, you know, humble moment. Humbled in a male toilet.
We love a self-aware king.
We love a self-aware king.
Which
hey,
I think that's going out.
Nobody's nerfed, but I'm improving.
Yeah. We love a self-aware king. I've been thrown at me a couple times and I'm now getting sick of it.
What? When's somebody thrown at you?
3 times.
Who?
Well, just sometimes I've been self-deprecating and then some people have sort of like...
I feel like you're hanging out with more female actresses.
That's it. And do you know what female actresses love?
What?
Self-aware king. They love They love it.
Yeah. I guess they're not used to many self-aware kings.
They're sort of yassifying and... a lot of the kind of normal stuff I'm doing. And I guess that, you know, it's 100% that.
Yeah.
Is that as male comedians don't yassify all of my feelings, you know?
No.
But everything is, you're a king.
Yassified.
I guess it's like, it's all right to do it a couple of times, but if they keep yassifying my shit, I'm going to have a word with them.
The more that they say we love a self-aware
king. It's pound in time.
Yeah. I'm like, well, how do you love this king? The more they say that they
love
a self-aware king.
We love a violent warlord.
I forgot what I was going to say. We love a self-aware king. How do you feel? How do you feel about the yes? Oh, no, the clapping thing.
Yeah.
I've forgotten it. Well, you know, when another realization I've had on this podcast is that when, this was a while ago, is you know when people do the clapping emojis? So then I went to do it once. So if it was like go off king, I went go off king. Because the clapping...
Is one emoji one clap?
Yeah, but in my head it had a bit of a go off king.
Yeah.
But then, because I guess, and then you told me that it's actually go off king. Because you can't put it in the space as you do that.
Yeah, or like, it's not, it's like educate yourself.
Yeah.
That's the really patronizing
one. Patronizing,
aren't
they?
When they do it in between syllables.
Oh, that's really
it's like, it's not my job to educate you, you know?
Yeah. Yemen should be free.
That's, and there's whole books written like that now in that tone.
The yesification. Yeah. The yesification of the world.
Should we talk about our Lord and Saviour, Kate Middleton?
I think
Yeah, you happy to talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about Kate Middleton. Mm. Let's talk about Kate Middleton.
So Kate's got cancer. Sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that. Kate's got cancer.
You know, you very rarely slip into a West Country accent.
Yeah, but it just seemed it was befitting.
You might be breaking the news to some people. Potentially. And that's the first time they've ever heard it.
They might be halfway up a ladder.
We're filming this on a... oh, my God! Well, I think the way that you did it, you wouldn't be too upset by it. We're filming this on Monday, by the way. So if there's been updates or developments to anything, we don't know, because it's basically a week before.
Interestingly enough, it's like both times with the... Both the king and Kate have been, why are we caring about these minor health things?
And then boom,
they've turned out to be major cancer. Health things. So it's like, I don't know. Are the public very intuitive, you know? Or is it just like they knew that they were going to have to launch their cancer? So they're just like letting people know that they're going into hospital and stuff.
I think, look.
Yeah.
They're not, it's not about being intuitive, really. It's like Kate was out for like a month and it was weirdly unexplained.
Sure.
And there are people like, we wouldn't notice that.
No.
Most people wouldn't notice that. But there are a lot of people who care very deeply for the royal family.
Go off, Queen.
If you wouldn't mind going off for a second.
No, I mean Queen Middleton. Well, she's not a queen, is she?
She's not a queen. No, how fucking dare you?
She's not a queen.
How dare you?
Hopefully she will.
But yeah, a lot of people, you're going to notice her absence. The whole life is making public appearances. Yeah. And if that stops... The music stops. And the penny drops.
Yeah.
Kate's
And the cancer comes in.
Right. So, look. Look.
Yeah.
Look. Brass tacks, which isn't actually a tax.
No.
It's actually a different expression. I've heard,
yeah,
and this is all hearsay. Mm-hmm. No one can tell me. Don't tell me off. I don't know the truth. Yeah. I will never know the truth, but none of us will ever know the truth.
Yeah.
So from a source somewhere,
yeah,
that I won't mention where.
It's not a bechamel sauce.
This isn't a bechamel sauce. This is a real human being sauce. There's many kinds of sauces. This one said that she was in hospital for a different reason. Okay. I won't say what the reason is, because I feel like that's then bad. Yeah. But I've heard for a potential insider source, but I never trust insider sources either, because they're all gossip and everyone knows stuff anyway. But it's a story that would add up in some ways.
Yeah.
Her being away for a while. Now, there was a lot of... Yeah. The royal family's in crisis.
Sure.
There has been many scandals.
Yep.
Now, one of the thing that she was in for, it would potentially be that it's because of the royal family, because of the pressure mm-hmm. of being in that role and everything. So you've got Meghan, who's gone off. Yeah. She's effed off.
She's gone off.
She's
princess.
She's flown the coop to the other side of the pond.
Yeah.
And then that was, you know, a lot of the demands of the role and it being just a generally bad thing to be a princess in the modern era.
Yeah.
Now,
not all it's cracked up to be.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
I prefer being on Suits.
This is all a long way of saying.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know, but I'm partial to a conspiracy theory every now and again.
Yeah, and it's growing.
A lot of me believes that she doesn't have cancer.
Okay, so, all right.
And I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to have to say it.
Okay.
And I apologize profusely if that's
potentially,
the truth.
Yeah. I mean, we talk a lot about conspiracy theories. It's rare that a conspiracy theory is sort of broken on this show by one individual.
By one of the own. By one of our own. Here we are, a spook.
Which is, I did not have... on my 2024 bingo card, another phrase that needs to go.
Yeah,
that Andrew would be a Kate Middleton truther. Who? Well, I guess you're sort of like
I'm a cancer truther.
You're a cancer
which
truther.
Which is a shame.
Yeah, I think that's an absolutely insane thing to say. And I think I'd go back with all conspiracy theories, which is the big glaring hole: is how are they covering that up? And
easy.
And it's just not worth the juice. Ain't worth the squeeze.
The juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
Well,
admittedly, it'll get a lot of sympathy for her, but I think it's absolutely insane to be like that she's lying around the cancer.
Now.
Because if that comes out, the royals are over.
Now, not
that's
she.
Over.
Not Kate. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's very easy to cover up.
But she don't think anyone can find out if it...
The doctors are sworn to secrecy.
Imagine that fucking doctor. Sworn to secrecy. But what if they don't?
Right hand to God.
No.
Right hand to our Lord.
But if that comes out,
it.
Then... it would be a complete backfire.
Exactly. So they're taking a big gamble because of... they're looking at the graphs. Look. Hey, no one's mentioned the graphs
yet. Is the royal family in, like, insane crisis?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know I'm being serious about that. Harry and Meghan, off gallivanting. Those are the new royals, you know? The next generation of royals. After the Queen, who was keeping shit locked down forever.
Yeah.
Now she's gone and RIP to Her Majesty.
Yeah.
But
now... lay in peace.
May she always rest in the earnest of all peace, and to the highest mountain be true. But
for people who aren't English, they're like, this is what they say.
That's how we are. We wake up every morning and do that. But so that they are in a mad crisis.
Yeah.
With that, they're the new generation coming in. Harry and Meghan, wow. Oh my God, scandal. Off they go. People are, the younger
Prince
generation.
Prince Andrew, get that todger
Prince
away.
Prince Andrew, he's got his knob out.
Yeah. This is what a feminist looks like.
Harry's left. Andrew's got his knob out. Where's Kate gone? That was what was happening for this month.
Fine.
That's the best way to summarize it. Harry's gone. Andrew's got his knob out. Yeah. Where's Kate gone?
Yeah.
Now, Kate was, look, I'm going to, again, and I could be wrong, so I'm not saying this to be true. Don't come at me. How many people do you know who get diagnosed with cancer and stay in hospital for a month, unless it's really serious and they have to, you know, stay there forever? She was in hospital for a month, to my understanding.
She could have both.
Both. Yep, she could have both. That is true.
I just think to lie...
which it could be true. Yeah. Bearing in mind...
you know she's probably going to do chemo.
I'm on 70... What? Well, that's another thing. We'll see if her... you know, the hair, etc.
But then, so you say that she's going to start... she's going to shave her head.
I'm just for reference before we get deeper into this, before we get into the more gnarly stuff. I'm 65% on this side.
65%. So that's over halfway.
Yeah,
That's not lowering it.
It is.
65...
I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying at this point...
65% is low.
I think it's... I think it's too convenient.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit too convenient. And I'm not going to say what I've heard she's in for, but I think you could maybe, put two and two. You could potentially put two and two
That's
together.
Amazing.
So what she was in for, if that was to come out, that would be incredibly damaging. This whole, the Royal Family's been a crisis
not
for
that
ages.
Damaging.
It would.
I don't think it would.
The demands of the role is what it is. And it's like, why do we have this royal family?
Well, the demands of the role, it comes out that she faked cancer. That's the crazy. That's her over.
But hey, do you think the royal family have never covered anything up? Lady Diana, how?
I mean, yeah, that's a
they
good point.
They killed Di.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. They love covering that shit up.
The royal family, of course they can cover shit up. That's not something you should be concerned about.
But in the social media age...
Who gives a rat's bottom?
I guess it's make your own truth. My truth is I've got cancer.
No, this isn't... And Lord knows I'm not blaming Kate. This is the royal machine.
I would blame Kate if she was making up she's got cancer.
Have you not? You didn't listen to a word of the Harry and Meghan documentary. No. There's the royal...
Well, the stresses and strains it puts on thine.
Exactly. On thine and thine holiness. There is no way, and we're not clipping this.
No, God, no, God, no.
There is no...
We've been burnt many times before.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
People are still upset about the Britney clip. Let me tell you, the yassified actors did not like the Britney
clip. Yeah, I know. Yeah, just there was a lot of negativity on that one.
Unfree Britney.
A lot of message requests on that one. Being like, look, love the podcast, but...
Well, let's go for another round.
Let's go for another round.
Kate Middleton is lying
about having cancer. Have cancer. Look, now, it's the royal machine. Look, yeah. They've sat her down and they're like, look, we...
The royal machine. Kate, you must make up you have cancer.
Robot noises. Insert robot noises.
Yeah, I was more of a monster, less of a robot.
You must make up you have cancer. Look. It's the royal machine that's made her do it. Yeah. This is nothing on Kate. They've sat her down and be like, look, we get that you might have this other thing, right? But what you can't have that. We're at two, our stocks are at an all-time low.
Yeah.
There is a chance that this is you're going to be the last. You're going to be the reason the monarchy is abolished because people.
Well, she probably will be when it comes out that she's made up that she's done cancer.
So it's their last roll of the dice.
It's not. I don't think we're anywhere near last roll of the dice.
We are last roll of the dice,
that's
people.
Crazy.
Honk honk. No, last roll of the dice.
That's hey? Absolutely insane.
Harry gone.
Yeah.
Andrew Cock out.
Yeah.
Meghan gone for a month.
Yeah.
They've gone to Vegas. Gone to Vegas. They've thrown that dice. Yeah. And what did the dice come up with?
Cancer.
It came up with cancer.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm as unhappy about it as you are.
Yeah.
I'm furious.
What do you think this casts aspersion on Charles's cancer?
We said we weren't going to talk about this. I've just remembered before, and you fucking blindsided me. Go on. Charles's.
Do you think that potentially implies that Charles is making up his cancer
to
help save the royals?
The only reason I think this is because I have, again, this inside line that I've heard what she was actually in there for could be absolutely untrue, and I'd be absolutely fine with that. But if that's untrue, then of course she has cancer.
Yeah.
Right? It could be true that she had the other thing and cancer. That's that could absolutely happen. However, if it's a little bit convenient for the story, not for Kate if it's true, it's a little bit, little bit convenient if that, like, with this cancer diagnosis. It's just like the whole month story is now roils up again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a little bit convenient is all I'm saying. I'm not convinced of either. But I think this is healthy skepticism.
You're accusing her of pulling the Spacey defense, which is went back to the corner.
The Spacey shuffle.
The Spacey shuffle, which is if you're getting cancelled for sexual abuse, you
come out as gay. It's an excellent way to do it. It's a fucking pathetic way to do it. No, because this is not the Spacey shuffle. This is the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
This is the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Going, oh, wait, we don't know what's going on. And look, if it comes out with some conclusive proof that she does, I'm not going to be outside Buckingham Palace demanding for it. But what I would be placarding is like, what was the what I wanted to do?
It's been a big thing of you now. You seem to be like what you are going to placard and what you're not going to placard.
I've never placarded before, and I'd like to placard one thing. I'll be outside Buckingham Palace going, what was the abdominal surgery initially for?
Is that what the sign says?
No, that's my chant. Yeah, okay. And that. What was the abdominal surgery initially for?
Yeah.
What was the abdominal surgery initially? Oh, I can't even say it.
Yeah, you need to learn
the abdominal
it.
Surgery? What was the abdominal surgery
initially? What was the abdominal
Well, what was the abdominal surgery initially for? What was the abdominal surgery? What was the abdominal?
The abdominals.
Abdominal. The what was the abdominal surgery initially for? What was the abdominal surgery initially for?
That would be terrifying, that coming out your bedroom window.
It would. It'd be like
a cancer ad. No. What you don't like, that was, you know, like that, again, it could be for that or something. But I don't think that's come out.
Mm.
There's some things that are yet to add up in my mind.
Yeah.
That doesn't, you know, why was she having abdominal surgery? Why was she in there for a month?
Yeah.
And that's kind of it.
I think
if those are answered truthfully,
I do think if Kate gets hardcore chemo though,
right?
And so I'm
hopefully she doesn't have
I'm
to.
I'm sorry, I'm completely ignoring this because it's complete nonsense. But let's assume that she has cancer, which she definitely does. If she gets chemo,
you've got a lack of healthy skepticism.
You know, Kate has been pushed to the foreground, the background. She's been pushed to the background, especially since the wedding. Megan as well.
Which wedding?
Her wedding. Like when that was the last time I really think that she was. Now she's just sort of waves the picture. There's not really any story behind it. Mm. If she gets severe chemo, right, shaved head, gaunt look, then she suddenly becomes like a.
For a reason.
Then she suddenly has she's iconic. She's like a.
Yeah.
Kate's cancer look would be absolutely iconic.
It would.
It will be do a lot for her image.
And hopefully, look, the one positive that might potential. Because I'm aware there's a lot of harm that could be caused. But the one positive that would come through my theory is that she wouldn't have to go through for chemo because she doesn't have cancer. And that'll
be
great.
You're saying you're an optimist.
I'm saying I'm an optimist. I'm saying this is a perfect example of healthy skepticism.
Yeah.
There is, you don't think there's any chance she doesn't.
No chance.
That's crazy.
I think there's absolutely no chance. I think it's absolutely insane.
That's crazy to think, though.
No, there's definitely not. She's definitely not making up. That's such a, she just did a.
But you said there's 0% chance.
She did a video on Twitter where she's really talking about how much it means to her family and everything. I just think it's such a fucking insane thing. And it's like, you're not in crisis mode enough where you're pulling those stops out. Like, that is a fucking wild.
It's bold, but there's bolder things haven't happened. No, of
maybe
course
they
have.
But I don't think Kate Middleton's going to do it.
But this isn't Kate's, none of this is Kate's decision.
Yeah.
It's her PR team's decision.
Yeah.
Let's not do a poll in the comments. It doesn't feel particularly nice-spirited. But
does Kate have cancer?
Yet again,
is what I'm going to call the episode.
My God!
And then it just us going.
Look, to conclude, I believe that there is a healthy chance that she doesn't, and just knowing a bit of the thing, which could be wrong, I think there is a chance that the PR team have come up with a horrible thing to do, a disgraceful thing to do, would be to lie about that.
I have been enjoying the way that maybe some more woke people who have been really enjoying making fun of her or the editing, and then it's come out the cancer. They're like, oh dear.
Oh my God,
that's always fun. I love the switcheroo.
Which, you know.
Because Owen Jones has come out and saying that he's deeply, deeply regrets making fun of Kate, you know.
Maybe they did it just
and
to
it's like,
off
if you don't hold moral authority all the time, then it's much easier to make fun of people, is what I'd say.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. It's a difficult one. Should we apologise for
something?
Did we
all.
Do anything last week? I can't remember. But in conclusion, I think there's a healthy chance. I don't think it's definitely true. I hope she, you know, it's weird. I hope she doesn't have cancer. I hope I'm right.
I hope you're right too.
But if I'm wrong, I sincerely apologise to her.
Yeah. Well, I guess I hope you're right. I mean, I just think it's evil if it's true. Lying about cancer. It's evil.
It's the royal family.
Yeah. They killed Diana.
Well, do you think these bastions of goodwill and morality, they're knocking everyone off.
Yeah.
They're having sex with children.
Well, maybe they gave Kate cancer to try and knock her off.
You know what? That's the
maybe they
the
gave
answer.
The king cancer as well.
Yeah.
So who's running the royal family? Is it shadowy guys in suits? It's not, or is it the king himself?
Shadowy suit men.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's I think it's a lot. It's going to be a lot of Charles, isn't it? But it's the machine. It's the PR team.
Yeah.
They'll have, you know, loads. They'll have a building of them. They'll have an office.
But both Kate and Charles having cancer at the same time is a lot, right?
I think it was unfortunate that Charles had it.
Yeah.
Not just because he's got cancer.
Yeah.
It was also like, shit, we were about to play that card. Food for thought.
Gripe.
And I guess we'll keep it up.
Hit me with your gripe.
Weird way to go now, but the word acute.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
At school, let Queen go off for a sec.
Please.
At school, we were taught about angles. Trigonometry, I believe it was called.
Yep.
You have two kinds of angles, you know, probably, I didn't
do maths very far into my academic career, so I'm sure there's more than two kinds of angles. Don't message me. But I'm sure there was acute and obtuse. Acute means less than 90 degrees.
Obtuse
sounds like a beast.
Yeah, and acute sounds like acute. Oh,
hello. Oh. Yeah. But now that you get taught that acute is a smaller angle, obtuse is a bigger one.
Fine.
Now you're told that at school, and then suddenly you come out of school, and acute means like a lot. If you have an acute awareness of something, it's a detailed one, sure, but there's like, if you say there was an acute hole in the wall, it would be a big hole in the wall.
An acute hole in the wall.
Look, don't focus on the example, focus on the point.
I don't know if anyone said acute hole in the wall.
Let me look it up. Let me just, because I did this.
I do think people are hardened fast to the use of the word acute post-school, and it's like that should have been left to trigonometry, right?
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I just don't know if anyone uses
an acute housing shortage. Present or experienced to a severe or intense, and you know the worst thing about this, is even on the dictionary definition, they've used the word degree.
Mm.
So the definition of acute is present or experienced with severe or intense degree. In school, we were told that acute means anything under 180. So when I first came out of it, and I heard it in that, because they used to use it in history books all the time, and I would always go,
like,
what
focused? And it's like a focused.
So it is. That's an
damaging.
Acute, that's an acute understanding.
Like an acute pain in my right side.
An acute knowledge about something would mean detailed, right? Fine, but there's two definitions of it. Having or showing perceptive understanding or insight is number two on there.
Okay.
Number one is an acute housing shortage.
I accept that gripe. That's
so
a fair gripe.
I hear, I used to hear, like, oh, there's an acute housing shortage. Well, I suppose it's not too bad. It's,
well, maybe a lot of people in government had the same problem as you, and that's why a lot of things
aren't
being solved.
No one understands what's going on. Everyone's confused.
Like, oh, well, it's fine.
Well, then why do they need to fix the housing? There is no housing
and
shortage.
And why hasn't obtuse then been used as the sort of opposite of acute in that sense?
So in that sense, it would be if there was no housing shortage.
Stop being obtuse.
Yeah, I know obtuse is a word, but that's more about being kind of boisterous or a bit gregarious or a bit thick.
I mean, acute is smarter than obtuse. Acute is a smarter gentleman than the obtuse gentleman.
Yeah.
Obtuse, it's hard to carry any sort of intellectual gravity if you're obtuse.
Absolutely, yeah.
But if you have an obtuse housing crisis...
Well, that should technically mean that there isn't a crisis.
Because it's obtuse.
It's obtuse, but it doesn't mean that. To make things even worse, I've just looked up obtuse.
Yeah, what's the definition?
There's one, annoyingly insensitive or slow to understand. That's fine.
Yep.
But then the second one is more than 90 degrees and less than 180 of an angle. But an acute, they've not even included the angle because they know, the dictionary knows they cannot possibly publish them at the same time.
It's another cover-up.
I'm going to be outside Cambridge's, print the definition of acute in its angular form. Print the definition of acute in its angular form.
You're busy.
I'm busy.
You've got a lot of things
to
pick it.
Yeah, and I think that's more important than the Kate Middleton saga.
Yeah.
But it's a gripe word, and it's a word of gripe.
I think maybe with each gripe, we should decide whether we let it pass, because I think we should each have vetoes on each other's gripes.
Well, you veto quite a few.
I have vetoed recently.
Recently, a few. Yeah, to be fair, recently, but a poor run of them.
I think there should be like a... We should decide whether we allow the gripe to stand.
That's fair. Maybe...
Whether it's a permitted gripe.
Yeah, if it goes through the door. It's like Room 101.
Yes.
It's like that game
Does
show.
It go? Does it go? Does
Where
it
is
not?
Room 101 from?
505. Oh, 101 is from 1984.
1984. 1960. What's wrong with you? 1963. Right. Yeah. Well, that. Okay. So that goes in.
Yeah.
Right. If anyone disagrees,
sod off.
Shut your mouth.
Sod off, you mug.
Sod off, you wet blanket.
Yeah. Let's start calling people mugs again.
Yeah.
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 Well, I guess my gripe actually was being called a self-aware king, or just the use of king is being overused.
A king?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in this climate.
Exactly.
Given our king's condition. Our king would love to go off if he could.
We couldn't, because he's got fat fingers and cancer.
And that's the end of our royal coverage.
For some reason, YouTube Shorts has been a place where we just post our sketches. And it's just might as well stick
them there. It's more like a diary, isn't it, really?
It's more like throw it in there. It never does well, but it just... If it's under a minute, I might as well throw it on there. It's never done well ever. And then in the last week, it's blown up. So we've doubled our subscribers. Like, people are just discovering it.
Tripled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, whenever you're on YouTube Shorts, it is always stuff that was big on TikTok 3 years ago.
Yeah.
it's like the biggest delay on stuff ever. So I guess that makes sense as to why people are now discovering all these things.
Well, is it because the apps got up? Because I've always heard...
Or they changed their algorithm or something. I don't know.
Well, is it because that they might ban TikTok in the US?
So people are moving to...
People are migrating.
Ah,
I think more creators.
It's a huge migration.
The great migration of 2024 is content creators from TikTok to YouTube shorts.
We've got a huge like TikTok diaspora.
It's true.
They need to be housed.
Well, there has been weird... Yeah. I think, well, I've always heard from, ironically enough, TikTok apps, you know. It's mostly that man who shouts, Gary Levine, Gary Vanderkamp. He's bald. He's bald and he looks a bit like Bezos. He shouts a lot. He's like...
About what?
About like having breakfast early, that kind of stuff.
Or is he ranting?
Well, he's like he's self-helpy.
He's on YouTube Shorts.
Gary Vanderkamp.
And he's on Gary V. But he's not bald.
He gets bald energy. Is it Gary Vanderkamp? Gary DeVore.
Is this on YouTube?
It was on TikTok initially.
Fine.
No, Gary DeVore was a screenwriter.
But anyway, the only place we're getting the respect we deserve now is YouTube Shorts, which is a different energy to it, for sure.
But he was saying that YouTube Shorts is going to take over. And loads of people I heard previously were like, YouTube Shorts is going to be the place. TikTok has got a shelf life, essentially.
Oh, interesting.
And I think there might be a bit of a... I think there's probably a political battle going on privately. Probably. And no more...
God, you love a conspiracy theory, don't you?
It's not a conspiracy theory.
It is.
It's the truth.
It's not a conspiracy theory at all.
I don't think the US are going to ban it, but it's...
But it's more like... They wouldn't... It's the thing they've put on the table, I guess, isn't the most unreasonable.
Ban it?
No, it's like make it be owned by a US company and we'll keep it going. Sell it to a US company, a private company. Which seems like, I guess that makes sense.
It's not very freedom of...
Because think about, China doesn't have any US tech for a reason.
Yeah.
And TikTok's the only one that's on both. So it kind of, you can understand why...
You can understand it.
I don't know what they're planning to do, but I guess it's just trying to stop them getting as much influence, power.
I guess, how much Chinese owned is it? Because the guy who runs it is Singaporean, isn't it?
Well, I think when you trace the money back,
it's
Chinese.
Fucking conspiracy. Look at him now. Oh, you're nuts.
TikTok and ByteDance are two separate things. ByteDance is the Chinese one.
Which, you know, no surprise that hasn't done as well.
Well, it has, but you wouldn't know about it.
Is it because it's the Chinese version?
It's only people in China, but there's so many people in China that it's done...
Why is it called ByteDance?
Because it used to be a dancing app.
Bite-sized dance.
Yeah. ByteDance.
ByteDance.
I'd love to go on ByteDance, but we're not allowed on ByteDance.
Don't think you understand much either. I think that's a bit of the reason.
But we get YouTube Shorts.
Looking at
the analytics, it's interesting because I guess TikTok and Instagram, mainly TikTok, we had kind of young girls was the kind of backbone. And it's got more male as time went on, but it was for the girlies and lots of young people. And certainly people who turn up to my shows have always been young. I've had a young audience. This is a young pod. This is a youth pod. It's about youth culture. But YouTube Shorts, if you look at the analytics of the age, it's drastically older. Okay, so the demographics are shifting heavily.
Yeah. You can tell by the comments immediately.
Exactly.
The comments are a lot longer.
A lot longer, and it's a lot... The people doing it are a lot less media literate, I think. You know, I love YouTube.
They've got a lot more entrenched opinions. In many ways,
it's the... Of all the platforms, it's the one I care about most.
It's like the OG one, isn't it?
It's the OG. It's the one that's going to be around the longest, in my opinion. Yeah. Yeah. But YouTube Shorts, you are a thickie if you're on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah.
It's changing now, if you found us via YouTube Shorts, thank you very much for coming.
What a ridiculous episode to trash YouTube Shorts.
No, but it is. You go on the content on YouTube Shorts and it is absolute...
I've never done it.
Exactly. It's for absolute thickies. So you have like 50-year-olds finding our stuff and everyone falls for it. It's like we had the fake 999 emergency.
Yeah.
And someone didn't fall for it, but he was messaging saying, I don't know why this person said it's real. I don't think this is...
Yeah.
He's saying, I don't think this is real.
No shit.
No fucking shit.
No fucking shit.
And then the percentage of our audience who are in the 45 to 60 is 2%, 3%, which is more than... It was like 0.3%. So we're like getting some like...
Which
we're getting some dads now.
Which scares me.
Scared, yeah.
Because that one time, in fairness, Lad Bible did slow our sketches down by about 3%. But when we went on Lad Bible Facebook, the comments were not pretty.
They're not pretty.
Couple of pufters. Yeah. That's my favourite comment.
Load of pish.
Yeah, load of pish. Yeah. These two pufters think they're funny. And I was like, he's kind of nailed us, hasn't he, really?
And then a lot of people...
And they've got fish as profile pictures.
Well, what's also interesting is that I'm now reposting a lot of our old content, but I'm doing it like daily. So I think some people are freaking out because they're like,
"How are you making this?" Quickly?
Yeah. And we're not going to be able to. Over 3 years.
We can go for a while, but not long. Yeah. They're just like, "What the fuck? How are you
this
doing?"
Is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But,
that's true.
People are, and it's growing more and more. And this has always been a slight undercurrent where people think we're a gay couple.
Yes.
Right, and this has always been undercurrent. I think the YouTube Shorts people, it seems to be more
prevalent.
Every
time you say YouTube Shorts, all I'm thinking about is YouTube Shorts.
but that's what the guys look like.
Yeah, they're wearing YouTube Shorts,
They're wearing.
Has anyone made YouTube Shorts?
They should make YouTube Shorts.
I don't know why they wouldn't. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
And they should call the long version of YouTube Trousers.
YouTube Shorts are YouTube Trousers. That's great. So Shorts is anything under a minute, Trousers is anything over a minute. Fucking great. I'd love that. YouTube Trousers and YouTube Shorts.
Just, check it out. We're going live on YouTube Trousers. Premiering on YouTube Trousers.
Sorry, go ahead.
So a lot of people think we're gay. And it's growing in the comments. And I don't know. I don't know. I've seen a comedy double act of two... in a relationship, gay guys.
Mm. No, I know I have.
I don't think so.
I know.
And
one,
I don't think. I guess like we have like pink logo.
Yeah, Boys Gone Wild is a bit. You know,
we're a bit silly, but I don't know.
We're not hyper masculine.
We're not hyper masculine, but still, we're in like a gay couple.
Yeah.
I don't know if I get that.
No. I know there's
and
one
I think
person.
It would take away a lot. I wouldn't like to... If I was enjoying like a comedy double act and I found out they were shagging, I'd be like, I don't know, this feels a bit like...
Like we're seeing something we shouldn't?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... I mean, couple content anyway is bad, but...
Yeah, well, we're not exactly doing couple content, are we? Exactly. Day in the life of a medieval peasant.
clearly gay.
Clearly. Well, are you just thinking, because I don't want to encourage it.
Please.
But there's one man who, or I presume he's a man,
yeah.
who posts regularly now asking who's the top and who's the bottom.
Yeah.
Is it just him?
No, there's a couple others.
On podcasts
shorts,
or sketches?
Shorts. YouTube
That's
shorts
a
on
wild
sketches.
Thing to suggest.
What?
Or no, to presume.
Yeah. That- and some people thought we were together just, if you listen to this podcast for an hour, I think it's quite clearly that we're not in a couple, I thought.
You'd 100%.
You'd fucking...
It'll be pretty weird if... Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then at the end, we just start getting with each other.
That would be funny.
It would be fucking hilarious. Just without mentioning it for one episode. Yeah, we've been together for this whole time. Did you guys not clock that?
We're going to move over to the Patreon now. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week. Any final thoughts? Any final comments?
Don't be mean to me.
Don't be mean to me. That's the thought of the week.
Be nice to me.
Be nice to me.
Bye.
Bye.